Sri Lanka, support call for International Day of Action protest on the 9th of November. The Movement for People's Councils, MPC, together with the Inter-University Students Federation, IUSF, are appealing to the workers, students, and youth, internationally, to support the struggle in Sri Lanka. As a first step, they request organizations call a protest on the 9th of November, or in that week, outside Sri Lankan embassies and high commissions, to highlight the undemocratic actions of the government. Both the Socialist Party, and the Committee for Workers International, CWI, that we are part of, fully support this call. Conditions in Sri Lanka continue to deteriorate for millions of people. Neoliberal austerity is proposed as the solution by the government. In order to carry through those measures, the government has increased repression against all opposition. Every single peaceful protest is brutally attacked by state forces. Many activists are arrested for just taking part in the protests. The convener of Inter-University Students Federation is still being held under the draconian legislation, the Prevention of Terrorism Act, PTA. The government further plans to curtail freedom of expression and assembly. There is an urgent need to defend fundamental democratic rights in Sri Lanka. The campaign demands that the Sri Lanka government must release IUSF student leaders, Wasantha Mudalij and Siridhamahimi, detained for over 65 days, stop the attacks on all protesters and drop all charges, repeal the PTA and all other repressive laws, allow freedom of assembly, speech, and freedom to dissent. Protest in London on the 9th of November, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m, Sri Lankan High Commission, 13 Hyde Park Gardens, W2, Tulu. Please sign the petition, write or protest look point or read more about the protest movement in Sri Lanka, socialistworld.net. What way forward for revolution in Sri Lanka, with Prasad, a leader of the mass revolt, come and discuss at Socialism 2022, tickets and info at socialism.org.uk.